Thank you, Steve. 2:36 on WGN. Bill Michaels in our studio. I'll tell you who he is in a second. What am I listening to here, Bill?
You're listening to great music from Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, which is a great group of the eight sons of Phil Coran, who will be performing live and for free at 9 o'clock at the Logan Center this Saturday.
Did you say eight sons?
Yes, the eight sons. Phil Coran was a really important AACM jazz musician who unfortunately passed away in June, but his sons carry on his incredible tradition of being great musicians.
The eight sons are all playing together?
Yep, and as part of the ensemble.
Wow. Is there a Chicago connection for them?
Absolutely. They're actually all from Chicago.
No kidding.
They tour extensively, both nationally and internationally.
What kind of jazz do you describe them as?
You know, they're actually a great mix of jazz and rock and funk in all sorts of really wonderful ways.
If that's representative of who they are and what they do, man, who doesn't want that? That's awesome.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be a really great way to end a great 12 hours of programming down at Logan Center.
You are the executive director of the University of Chicago's Logan Center for the Arts, and for 5 years now, you guys have been doing a bash?
So this is actually our first year,
but it's the fifth
anniversary.
Anniversary of the center.
Yep. We opened in 2012, and we're really excited to have been part of the South Side and the university community for the last 5 years, working with a lot of great artists and students and families and youth in really great ways.
I heard a little bit about this bash, and I want to support it. I want our audience to know that, yes, you can get down there and do this thing.
You absolutely can.
Yeah. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It is Saturday, starting at 11:30 in the morning, going to 11:30 at night. And there's great parking. There's a parking lot and parking garage right next to Logan Center, and we're right on the midway, so we're easy to find.
Is it the sort of thing that you need to sort of make a reservation for, or plan on going to a specific thing?
There's only one fully ticketed event, which is the Anat Cohen Jazz Concert as part of our Jazz at Logan series. But other than that, people are welcome to come and enjoy any or all of it, from family workshops to great performances to great exhibitions and really lots of great art-making activity.
So at 11 o'clock in the morning Saturday, then, it's the Gwendolyn Brooks Youth Poetry Awards. 1 o'clock, Funkadaisy Outdoor Concert.
Yep.
Just show up. That's free.
Yep.
2 o'clock, conversation, to another 2 o'clock thing. So you've got some things that are all starting at 2 o'clock.
Right. So at 2 o'clock, we kick off one of our monthly Family Saturday programs, where any families from across Chicago can come down and participate in hands-on arts-making workshops. We've got Lego animation. We've got DJ Master Mix. We've got a great workshop where folks, youth and families, will be doing work in our wood shop to create cutting boards and all sorts of things.
So the music we were listening to just now, how do I hear that?
That you hear at 9 o'clock at night, at the end of the evening in the courtyard. That's our closing concert in the courtyard.
Also free, 9 to 10:30 in the evening, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. I also saw cocktails on here somewhere. Where did I read that?
So we're doing a cocktail lounge from 4 to 11, where you can both get a great cocktail, but also help paint a mural, or even do some Lego building if that's what you want to do. We also got a great community barbecue, which is free at 5 o'clock in honor of all of our partners and the many partners we've worked with on the South Side and across the city over the last 5 years.
This reminds me a little bit of the Jazz Fest a week or two ago, right?
Absolutely. And we've been thrilled since we opened our doors 5 years ago to be a partner of the Hyde Park Jazz Festival. And every year we host a significant portion of the festival at the Logan Center. And and in addition to that, the following weekend, we're kicking off a brand new blues festival. So there's just a lot of great music and theater and visual art to see when you come down to the South Side and come down to the Logan Center.
Friends of mine that go to the Hyde Park Jazz Fest a lot said they thought the crowd looked a little down this year. I mean, in terms of numbers, do you have any sense of that?
So I actually don't have the exact numbers yet. I think we're still tallying. If you may recall, it was that weekend where it was 90 degrees out.
Oh, I remember that.
So I will say the crowds in the Logan Center, which is air-conditioned, were larger than normal. And I think some of the crowds outside were a little lighter just because of the heat. But, you know, every year they get close to 30,000 people throughout Hyde Park. It's really,
really
great.
Yep. Yeah. Now, that may explain it because we were going to go all day, and then we said, maybe we'll go later in the afternoon, which probably drove some of the numbers.
And one of the things about the Hyde Park Jazz Festival is it takes place in great arts venues across the South Side, from Little Black Pearl to the DeSable Museum to the Logan Center to the Midway and to the Smart Museum. So You have all of these people enjoying great jazz, but throughout the community in a really great way.
Talk for a second about what Logan Center and the University of Chicago mean to Chicago and to that part of the city.
Sure. So when we opened the Logan Center 5 years ago, we both really wanted to be a home for the creativity of our students and faculty at the university, as you would expect from a university art center. But we also very much wanted to partner with great artists and arts organizations on the South Side. And it's 170,000 square feet. It's this tall tower. We've got theaters for film and dance and music and theater. We've got galleries, lots of teaching spaces. And it's become a really important hub of creativity on the South Side, not just for the university, but in really great ways for a lot of terrific arts organizations, both on the South Side and the city, that want to present art on the South Side and didn't have a venue like it where they could in the past.
Is it enough from your perspective to just enrich that neighborhood, or do you want people to come from other neighborhoods?
So the way we think about it is, I always think in concentric circles. So we start first closest to home, and we care deeply about all the neighborhoods on the South Side, Woodlawn and Hyde Park and Kenwood and Washington Park. But then we very much hope and we are attracting folks from across Chicago and beyond who are coming in for really great professional arts activity and the work of our students in really terrific ways. So we start close to home, but absolutely want to attract everyone.
What do you think the Obama Center is going to do to that area?
So I think the Obama Center is actually in a long tradition of really exciting things happening that are making what we call Museum Campus South, from the DuSable Museum and MSI to the Obama Center to the Logan Center to the Smart Museum and the Renaissance Society, really creating opportunities for more people to understand how special arts and culture are on the South Side. And I think one of the things that was important to us when we were 5 years old, even though we're 5 years old, was to recognize that there's this incredibly vibrant arts community on the South Side, from jazz to blues to great visual artists and great dance companies. And so we entered as a partner with that great community, and I think the Obama Center is going to do the same thing, and that they're going to just add to the cultural vitality of the South Side and hopefully continue to make us a great destination. And
they're going to go through some growing pains. You know,
as every organization does.
Find a way to integrate the local community. Yeah. What roads get closed? What roads get built?
Yep.
Who do we employ? What do we do with the people that are living in some of those areas? I think that's a challenge that I hope they, incorporate the community when they look for solutions.
Certainly, I've had conversations with some folks at the Obama Center, but I don't want to imply that I'm closely involved. But as someone who is leading the Logan Center on the South Side, I know we've been really committed to engaging community, and every conversation I've had with them is that they're really committed to also really engaging community.
Yeah.
And I know that's been really important to our success. And you do that in lots of different ways, by partnering with great, in our case, artists and arts organizations on the South Side, but also by presenting programs that welcome the community in.
So what do you say to people who are in some of those larger parts, concentric circles, and they're like, I'm not sure if I want to go to the South Side or down there? What's your message to them?
My message to them is it is, in fact, one of the hottest cultural scenes right now in Chicago. There are lots of great neighborhoods in the city with a lot of great things happening, but there are really incredible things happening on the South Side right now, from the Hyde Park Art Center to the DuSable Museum to the Smart to everything that's happening with the Bank and Rebuild Foundation to the Logan Center. And I think there is just incredible artistic and cultural energy that you want to be a part of. We've got new restaurants on 53rd Street, and it's really a great place to come down. And it's really only 10 minutes away from downtown on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah,
it's
no
easy
kidding.
To get there.
It is.
And as I said, on weekends and evenings, there's lots of parking, and things are really accessible.
And by the way, the drive down Lakeshore Drive south of the loop is gorgeous.
It's
the parkway
stunning.
Is
yep.
great. The water is, the sight lines are good.
The view and in views in both directions. You get great views
coming
down
back.
South and then coming back, great views of downtown.
So yeah, really you kind great. Of, I think that's lost on some of us who only recently have discovered some of this. One last thing before I let you go. So give me one thing that you would want to make sure I saw or did if I do this. If I come down there that day and I'm not going to be there all day, what do you want me to do?
I think if you come down there that day, coming either at 1 to see Funkadaisy and then participate in a couple workshops, or if you're someone who prefers to come at night, we've got great dance performances, a film screening, music, and then ending with the Hypnotic Brass Concert. So both are great choices.
All right. What's the website if I want to just kind of look at the schedule?
Just go to logan5year.uchicago.edu.
Say that again.
Logan5year, 5 spelled out, .uchicago.edu.
Okay. I'll pass that again along in a couple of minutes. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations, Bill. It sounds like a great program already.
Thanks so much for having us, and we'll look forward to having your listeners down this Saturday.
246. Thanks. You bet. This is WGN.